Ron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Mikey, David, how are you boys doing today?
Doing well.
We live the dream. I got to ask you, and I know that this doesn't mean anything to anyone, but it is maybe a matter of pride. I saw that that BetMGM listed the Cubs as 83.5 win total for this season. They have won 81 games with 3 games left. The over-under is still in play, which, again, I mean, there's only certain sick individuals that are following this thing, and I happen to be one of them. But does that matter? I mean, I think they won 83 games last year. Does it matter if they match that total, if they can exceed that total and maybe win somebody a $20 bet in Vegas?
I'm going to guess that the players and the staff probably don't know anything about that. I know I would not have. I would assume there are a lot more people in the city of Chicago that know about that, Mike, more than the guys on the field. Friends of ours, maybe, might be people that would really know about that. And David, so, yeah, I don't necessarily think the guys know. I do believe, though, that they probably have read about where they were last year, where the wild card was last year. They missed out by one game this year. That's not going to be the case, and they have a chance to at least play, you know, win the same amount of games as they did last year. So I would think they would understand that part. The betting side, I think pretty much the clubhouse is pretty removed from that.
So, Ron, there's a story in the Sun-Times this morning about Cody Bellinger talking about what's ahead for him. We all know about his contract options. He can opt out or he can return to the Cubs, and he said he's not in a position yet to make a decision. Certainly Scott Boras, his agent, will have a say in that. Have you picked up anything along the way since we last talked? I mean, obviously these things are hard to predict. Cubs with Bellinger, Cubs without Bellinger, does it change the way they would approach the offseason? And do you feel like one way or another is leading right now?
I'll say this. I hope that Cody returns back to Chicago. That's my hope. I would think the Cubs hope that also. You know, if you're not where you want to be as an organization, and one of your key players has a chance to leave, that just means you got to add another piece to fill that spot. And he fills a couple different spots on offense and on defense. So I'm sure they want him to stay. And I know I do. I can say this, just in seeing him the last couple days, we were on the road and just came home. And I just know where he stands with his teammates just from you know, looking at things. His teammates really like him. He's one of the leaders of the team. He's one of the guys that people congregate around, you know. So I would think that all of his teammates and everybody, you know, that put the uniform on want him back. That's for sure. So I can say that. I would think the organization wants him back. And, you know, I would think he's really enjoyed his time in Chicago, even though the team hasn't won like they wanted. And you get to that point where you know you've got a good group and you want to help push that group over the finish line to get where you want to be. So I would anticipate him coming back probably more than leaving would be my thought right now.
When we think about what next year will look like and listening to what Craig Counsell had to say and listening to kind of Jed responding to that, it's just been really interesting to sort of contemplate what next year will look like. Do you believe that Kyle Hendricks' start on Saturday is his last with the Cubs?
Whether it's his last, that would not surprise me. I think he's getting that start. I got to believe he's treating it that way, and so are the Cubs. We'll see how the off season goes, but you know, that's kind of the rumor around, Mike. So I'll say that, nobody knows for sure, you know, and I haven't been in those meetings to find out where they're going with someone like Kyle, but you know, for our fans, you think about it, you know, he's won more playoff games than any pitcher in a Cubs uniform.
Yep.
He's pitched the biggest game in Cubs history and was involved in that game and did very well. Pitched him to the World Series against Clayton Kershaw, you know, and throws a game against the Dodgers that, you know, the 8 innings and puts him into the World Series. So when you talk about a guy, you know, that's been a great Cub, on the mound, there's four or five that you can think about in organizational history. He's got to be one of them.
So, Ron, you look at the Cubs and the Reds this weekend and say they win 2 out of 3 and they end up with 83 wins, exactly the way they finished last season. Mm-hmm. On the day they introduced Craig Counsell, all of our expectations were higher than that. When you look back at the season, as I'm sure you guys will during the broadcast and the next couple of days, how will you put into perspective what went wrong and how bad of a failure it was?
Well, you know, that's not for us to determine how it went wrong and if it was a failure or not. There were a lot of guys that it was a success for individual guys, you know, for some guys. I think, you know, that this team came up short from where they want to be, but, you know, that's for, you know, Jed and Carter and those guys to, and Crane and them and Tom eventually to come up with the ideas of what they need to do. But I know they're all everybody's disappointed. It's been a disappointing season as far as not playing in October. And it hurts even more when you're in Philadelphia and you watch a team like Philly celebrate on the field and then you see them celebrating in the clubhouse, you know, and we all know some of those people over there. So you're happy for them. But, you know, you remember, and I know Pat and I talked about this off the air. You know, we go off the air and you're watching them celebrate and you go, God, we really miss that. You know, because there's an energy around that. When you're that type of team, you're not even thinking of the end of the season right now. That's that, you know, over the last 2 weeks when people start talking out, you know, and you hear the, what are you doing postseason? Where are you going? What are you doing? That's not even a thought. That's like, you know, we still got a month to go and we're in the middle of this charge and this energy that you got. So, you just hope you get that back, right? That's what you're looking for. So Cubs got some work to do. I think Counts sounded off pretty strong about what he felt. And I think for Craig this year, this is one of those years where it's you had to evaluate a lot of what you had,
right?
Whether it be on the field, on a staff, and the people that are that exterior, that group that supports the on-field staff. I mean, you know, it took a while to find out what everybody does. And you know, so I think it'll be interesting to see where all that, if there's any changes to that or, you know, what his input is now that he's seen it for 100 and or will have seen it for 162 games.
Convos with Coomer is sponsored by EOC Audio, Chicagoland's leader in audio, video networks, and home automation, EOCAudio.com. I'm curious, Ron, along those lines, when you think about the way this team, I mean, let's put it this way. When you start looking at, you know, who's got the highest WAR and how you line up, it seems like they've got a lot of guys that have to play well top to bottom for them to be good. They're not just reliant upon some star players. I'm curious if, with all the young guys coming up, with the, you know, improvement of the roster within the team, is that the way to go? Or do you need to go outside and, you know, they're going to have to get another starting pitcher. We know that. They're probably going to need some bullpen help. And, and you'd like more slug. But I don't know, can you get that stuff internally or do you have to go outside the organization?
I would think you've seen pretty much what you have. And some of the guys that you're, you know, that are high projected, you know, young players are still a ways away from being big leaguers. You know, Casey might be a guy that's, you know, close, I would say. I don't know exactly how he did this year, but, you know, a couple months ago looking at on Casey, he was a guy that, you know, I watched in spring, big body, powerful guy, used the whole field. He could be a guy that's close. But if you're talking about counting on them, that's not the fix to be playing 90-win to 100-win baseball. Those guys you hope do well, but you can't count on a bunch of young guys to come up and fill in and think that's the solution. So you look at all the teams that are playing in October right now. We just came from Philly. Look at that club. You know, you got a powerful ball club, man. And, you know, and on the mound, in the bullpen, and look at their lineup. We were in L.A. not too long ago. They're the other top team. 1 through 3, you know, I think my head snapped when Pat said, is this the best 1 through 1 to 3 spot in the lineup in the history of our game? And I went, wow, that's some statement. And then you start looking and going, well, he's not far from off. I mean, how, you know, you got one of the best players to ever play hitting leadoff. And so there's some things there. To me, if you slug is not the total answer. I think you need some guys that can bang the ball out of the yard, Mike, but you also need guys that play the game. You look at some of the other teams that are going to be playoff bound, and they're not doing it by hitting the ball out of the ballpark. If you get those guys, boy, it sure makes things easier if you're hitting the ball out of the park. But you have to understand what you are as an offensive player. And if you're not that guy, you're not a 40 home run guy or a 35 home run guy, you've got to do something different and slash the ball around, use your speed, you know, and do those things to be a quality big league player. And when I say that, that means a winning big league player. So, you know, winning baseball.
Right.
That's what I mean. Yep.
This week they bring up Kevin Alcantara from AAA. Yep. Say Suzuki was injured. They had an opening, and it made a lot of sense. We learned that he has a nickname, the Jaguar, apparently. Yep. He's not shy either. He said that. You look at his season. You look at Owen Casey's season. Matt Shaw was a AA Southern League Player of the Year, the MVP. He may be ready in spring training. They're blocked. How do you expect the Cubs to address that this offseason? Because those guys might be ready to go. They're guys who were in front of them that would lead you to think that there's going to be a lot of trades, especially after a season that you have to kind of qualify as disappointing. Is this going to be a very busy offseason in your view?
I would say yes. If you feel like those guys are ready for the big leagues, the way you'll find out is the other teams. You know, the other teams, if you're looking to make substantial moves in your big league group and shore up the spots that you have holes in so you can be playing next month, you're going to find out what the other groups think of your minor league players. You can, you know, assess them all you want, but what their value is determined by what you can get in trade, right? That's what you're going to find out. So we'll find out where the rest of the groups feel about some of these guys if they're traded, or if the Cubs trade away the big league player and move them up. That's how you're going to find out. But, you know, that's like any business. But I look at, you know, there's some good players down there. There's no doubt. And we'll just see, but right now I think just looking at our big league club and what you have to fill in, it comes, as Count said, they've got some work to do to catch up with some of these teams that are, you know, that are ahead of them. They really do.
I'm curious, Ron, you know, we all know PCA has closed the season so well, and he looks like a bright part of the future. Michael Bush has had a good year and he looks like part of the future. I'm curious about your take on Isak Paredes playing a position where he was an all-star at that position. Is he an answer as the third baseman there? He's under contract for, I think he's got 2 years left after this club control. Is that the third baseman? Do they need an upgrade there? What are your thoughts on him?
I would say him coming in, whatever the situation was for him, Mike, obviously, it didn't go well for him. He didn't swing the bat well. He swung the bat well, you know, better the last week and a half or so, maybe 2 weeks, but week and a half, let's say, and you know, looking more like the guy they were hoping they got. And trade, it did not go well. He's definitely a guy that can play third base. That's no doubt. He's fine defensively. He's got good hands. You know, that part's fine. But you got to hit in that spot. And, you know, he's got to make some adjustments in his approach, I think, playing in Wrigley Field. You can't just think you can pull the ball and elevate the ball to left field all the time and think that's going to work. And I think he found that out. And you're going to have to make some adjustments to your game like every player has to do at Wrigley Field. Wrigley is a great hitter's park when the wind's blowing out. It's not so much when the wind's blowing in, and you got to do some different things to be successful. So I'll say this. I hope that when he comes back, he's in good shape and he's ready to go and he's healthy and all those things come spring training. Because as of right now, he's the third baseman. I don't think they have many more options. So he's the guy, and that's why they traded for him. So you need him to step his game up and be that guy and be that middle of the lineup hitter.
Coombe, the Reds are in town. They fired David Bell. They need a manager. There will be speculation about potential candidates. That could be a pretty good job in a division where they feel like they could make some ground with all those young players and talent. David Ross's name will come up if it hasn't already. Knowing Rossi as you do, what do you think about that fit and how that would enhance that rivalry a little bit?
I would think it would make a lot of sense for the Cincinnati Reds to hire David Ross. I really do. I think, to me, David did a good job in Chicago. I feel like managers who manage and haven't managed in the minor leagues, there's a curve there, a learning curve of what to do, how to do it, who to listen to, who not to listen to. And I think there's a lot there. And I think with David getting a year off to look back on how he did, what he did, how he responded to different situations, you're going to get a guy that's going to, you know, he's been writing down and watching and writing and getting a vision of how to do this job differently than he did it the first time. And I think you benefit from all those from this year off if you're a team hiring David Ross. You know, Joe Torre was not known as the best manager in baseball when he first started managing and didn't manage in the minor leagues. I'll tell you, when I played in New York, I don't know if there was another guy better than him, you know, managing in the big leagues when they were winning World Series after World Series. So I think Cincinnati would make a lot of sense to me with his, you know, past history in Cincinnati for him to play there or manage there. That would make a lot of sense.
He's apparently grown hair. Have you seen
the photos? I saw that yesterday. Yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations to him. It's a miracle. You know, you put that stuff on your coconut and poof, you know, like a chia pet, you know?
You must be a pitch man, Coombe.
Like a chia pet.
Put that stuff on your coconut and poof.
You think we could get we've got some other commercials on our air right now that are little, great. You know, so why not the chia pet too, you know?
Why don't you and so Pat good. Workshop that over the weekend?
See, and then you know who's going to have to read that? That's getting me. The Hall of Famer's not reading that. I'm out. Yeah.
Great stuff, Coombe.
You're the best, Rod. Thank you, buddy.
It's been great talking to you guys this year. I know baseball season's winding down, but always great to be with you guys.
Really appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Coombe. That's Ron Our pleasure.
Coomer. He's the best.